I'm Pat Lencioni with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. You know, I'm thinking about a question that whenever I ask myself, my day changes, and that is, who is my person today? Who is your person today? I don't know exactly where I heard this, but one of the things I do in the morning is I listen to the daily readings from Mass. I'm Catholic and they have the daily readings, so I listen to somebody read those. And at the end of it, it just says, how are you going to go out now in life and do something to act on this? And sometimes what I say is, okay, God, who is the person you want me to reach out to today? And if I pick one person, I'll pray about that and one person comes to mind and I'll either send them an email or give them a call and pray for them. And if I can just touch one person that day, what usually happens is I think, wow, I can actually do this. And it might be three others that come right behind that. But if every day we said, God, who do you want me to meet? It might be our Uber driver. It might be one of our children. It might be somebody we work with at work. And who knows what it is, but we have to just say, God, open me up and tell me who that person is.
You know, I have the blessing of being a full-time evangelist. So my work is ministry. But you know where I learned to do this and where I encourage everybody to do this in their daily life and their workspace? Your workspace is your mission field. That doesn't mean to be obnoxious in that mission field, but be intentional about it. So I learned to evangelize in high school as a kid. After I got into my faith, I'm in a public high school where very few people were into their faith at all. And I would pray every day, Lord, show me one person. That was my prayer. Show me one person to share my faith with in some way that hopefully doesn't turn them off. And when you've shown me, when I see the door opening, please give me the courage to walk through it and then show me what they need to hear and give me the words to say. It all centered around that simple prayer. And every day, just one person. It's all it takes.
And it's not always like I have to go out and have an overt conversation about faith. It might be just, you know, motivated by the love of neighbor, as God tells us to do, I'm going to stop and have a conversation with that person and tell them what I appreciate about them. Because I can tell you, everyone listening to this has a list of 20 people they appreciate. Mm-hmm. But if every day we said, I'm going to take the time to send a note. I remember one of the things about Peyton Manning, the quarterback that I used to love. He would write handwritten notes to people. And like the equipment manager on a team would retire. And Peyton Manning would write a handwritten card saying what he appreciated about the equipment manager. That's evangelization. And when that person is going to say, I love that he took the time to do, that's the love of God shining through. And at least one person every day would be, and maybe it's sending this podcast to one person and going, hey, I listened to this. It takes 3 minutes. I thought you might like it. Maybe that's all we do.
Amen. Well, let's pray. Lord, thank you so much that you love us enough, not just to let us know you and love you, but you love us enough to want to share with us the joy of bringing your kingdom and your light and your hope and your peace to other people. Help us, Lord. Show us the one person today. Give us the courage to respond to your call in love. Amen.